Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In today's episode, Young Cho kickstarts his Windows Server 2012 series by focusing on installation options for Server Core. Tune in as he demos for us how to configure and switch to this option from full install mode to the minimal server GUI. Young, the mic is yours.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Virtually Speaking. This is Young Cho, your host of the show and a technology evangelist at Microsoft. Now, back in Windows Server 2008, we introduced an install option called Server Core. And Server Core is to reduce the service requirement, the memory requirement, reduce the footprint. It gives you smaller attack service. So many IT shops adopt that as a standard for production server. The good news about Server Core is it installs with a minimal footprint. It does not include a UI, so it's a more secure installation for the IT shop. But the bad news is Server Core installs without UI. So in terms of management, they are sometimes can be very challenging, especially if in a development shop or a test shop that you need to test and you need to frequently change the configuration, that using a Server Core may be very tedious, right? But however, in the production, you do want to roll out Server Core. So you want to have an ability to really efficiently test the Server Core, be able to configure as you need to. However, at the same time, when you actually roll out to the production, you also want to keep it minimal, right? More secure. So in Server 2012, we introduced new option such that you can switch from a full installation with a full UI and then move to something we call minimal server interface, which provides you enough UI for you to effectively manage the Server Core. And then if you want to, you can further reduce the installation to an actual Server Core, which takes out all the UI components of it. So in this episode, I'm going to go through the some of the routine that you can quickly manipulate this installation from one to the other, and it's a pretty exciting stuff. So let me show you how to do it. All right, now we have finished the installation of Windows Server 2012, and so this is what you see when you sign on. This is the start screen. So let's go ahead and go to desktop, and you will see the Server Manager is up and running, and this is the default setting. Server Manager will automatically come up. So at this time, this is a full installation, so it has all the bells and whistles and all the UIs. And if you want to move at this time to a minimal server interface configuration, it's very easy to do. So what you will do is I will use the ISE environment, the interactive scripting environment, to do it. You can certainly just do PowerShell, that's fine too. So once we bring up the PowerShell, we can use a simple command to change the installation from a full UI environment into minimal server interface. So let me go ahead and bring up the scripting panel. All right, so what we're going to do is we're just going to do a few simple commands and to manipulate the installation. Now, first thing I want to do is I just want to do a get Windows feature. I'm going to go ahead and run it. What this will do is this will query our configuration database and bring up the information of what roles and features that have been installed in this current configuration. And this is pretty much what you see in the roles and features. And so what we want to do is we want to focus on specifically the UI component, which is in the user interface and infrastructure. All right, at this time, notice you have desktop experience also installed. That is really not the default configuration. I use a base image that was the desktop experience included. That's what I have. But if you just do a media installation using DVDs, you will get a graphical management tools and infrastructure and also server graphical shell as a default installation. So at this time, what we want to do is we want to remove some of the UI components such that we can move the installation into a minimal server interface, which is provided by graphical management tools and infrastructure. So basically what we want is we want to remove the server graphical shell, right, and leave this alone. And then that will provide us the minimal server interface. To do that, it's really easy. So what you do is you do an uninstall window feature, and the name is right here, server-gui-shell. So server-gui-shell. Once we execute this, this will remove this component for us, and we will change the installation into a minimal server interface. And I'm just going to run this particular statement. So I'm going to run this selection. That is where the cursor is. So this will take a few minutes. So what I'm going to do now is to pause the recording, and then we're going to come back after we finish the installation, and I will show you what it looks like with a minimal minimal server interface. All right, so now we're ready to log in. Let's do a Control-Alt-Delete, and notice you still have the kind of a graphic representation of the account. Let's do login as administrator, and this is the command prompt that we normally see in the server core environments. Right? So let's see what we have here. Do we still have sconfig? Yes, we do. All right, so this is the configuration utility that comes with the server core. Let's get out of it. And let's see if we have server manager. Server manager, I have to know how to spell. So server manager. So this is what we call minimal server interface. It's a server core environment, but you do have the server manager UI. Now, as you learn more about Windows Server 2012, you will recognize that Server Manager is a very important tool that's going forward, especially when you manage a private cloud environment or a hybrid cloud environment. Server Manager gives you a lot of different tools and utility that let you do multi-server management, right? The whole concept is really the simplicity of one server, but the power to manage multiple servers with Windows Server 2012. And the Server Manager UI is a key tool that we use. And in Server Core, with the minimal server interface, you now have the Server Manager with it, right? Additionally, you also have other stuff. For instance, you still have the, let's say you have Task Manager, right? You still have Task Manager. You still have other utility type of thing that come with the UI. And for minimal server interface, here's the application that you're getting, right? If you do server core, you only get very limited application. But if you do minimal server interface, then you get a whole bunch of application that's available, especially server application and also MMC, Management Console, which provides you a lot. You can add certificate interface there to manage it, to manipulate it, to manage the certificate. Right, and if you do a full UI installation, that's where we started, is from here. So this time we are in the minimal server interface, and these are the applications that's available, including Server Manager and MMSC. Right, certainly there's some selective applets in Control Panel that you still have that, like Task Manager, there's a whole bunch of it, right, and Event Viewer, things like that. But if you do Windows Server 2008 Server Core, you get very limited application, right? You get a command prompt, you get Notepad, right? You don't get Server Manager or anything like that. And as I indicated, Server Manager is a very important tool for us to do multi-server management. And again, particularly in a private cloud, hybrid cloud environment, more and more, you will rely on Server Manager to do your administration. So it's very important for us to recognize that now with the minimal server interface, you now have Server Manager that's available for you. All right, so back to our minimal server interface. And let me just go ahead and close Server Manager. So what we can do now is we can further to remove the entire graphic component and move into the server core installation. So let me go ahead and bring up the ISE environment first. All right, as it's coming up, now what we're going to do is we're going to first see what we have installed there, what are the graphic components remained there, and then we're going to remove the remaining graphic components and take up all the graphic UI. All right, so let's go ahead. Let me do that. But first, let's go do the same thing. Let's get the window features. All right, and then notice we have IntelliSense. This is another great feature now that's available in PowerShell 3.0. I just love this. I feel like I'm a developer now. All right. So let's go ahead and first see what we have here in the current system. Again, what we care about is the graphic component, which is right here, user interface and infrastructure. And if you notice, previously we have server graphical shell and desktop experience, and now it's been removed because we removed this server GUI shell. All right. So with this graphical management tool and infrastructure, this provides you the minimal server interface. If we remove these components, then the entire graphic components removed, then there's no GUI. So we're back to the server core installation. And to do that, again, it's really simple. What we want to do is we do an uninstall Windows feature, and this time we just specify server-gui-mgmt-infra. All right, so server-gui-mgmt and infra. All right, now notice when we do uninstall, it doesn't actually remove the associated files. So we can actually get it back after this is why you can kind of jump from minimal server interface. If we want to go back to the full installation, we can still do that. But if you do want to remove the entire component, you do a dash remove, that will remove all the associated file, right? And you can also get it back. If later you want to get it back, you can do a source and then specify where the media is. Now you do need to keep the same version of the media. So this is a feature in Windows Server 2012 called Feature on Demand. This basically provides you the capability that you can add or remove a feature whenever you need to, right? It just gives you much more flexibility, give you much more supportability in terms of using Server 2012 to manage your infrastructure. But at this time, I'm going to keep the source file there, and I'm just going to run the uninstall server GUI management infrastructure component. And again, I'm just going to do a select. That's where the cursor is. So I am going to remove the remaining graphic component that provides us minimal server interface. So after we remove this, we actually move into the server core installation. So if you install server 2012 and you specify I want to install a server core, that's where it's going to be. All right, so I'm going to pause the recording again, and then we're going to, when it finished the installation, we're going to come back to our final stage, which should be a server core installation. All right, so we're just about finishing removing the graphic management and infrastructure components. So this will bring us to the server core installation. So once it's finished, we log in. It should be just like a regular server core installation. But a little bit different compared to Server 2000. Actually, a lot of difference. I'm going to show you how and why. All right, so we're just about finished. Once we're finished, we're going to log in into the server core installation. All right, so that's what we have. All right, let me go ahead and log in. Notice I don't have a graphic picture of the account anymore, because all the graphic components is gone, supposedly. Let me just go ahead and log in. Oops. All right, so this is server core. Now remember, in server minimal interface, we have server manager. So let's go ahead and try it. Not recognized. I don't have that anymore. All right. So at this time, what I still have is configuration utility, right? The sconfig that come with the server core. This is what I have. Let's go ahead and get into the PowerShell environment. At this time, I do not have the ISE environment, not recognized. But I do have PowerShell. So let's get into the PowerShell. And in PowerShell, remember, what's the first thing we do? We do a get Windows feature. This shows us what's installed in the current environment, right? So what we are expecting, all the graphical components should be gone. There should be no checkbox in that area. So let's see. All right, so this is what's been installed in the current system. Again, what we're going to focus on is the UI component. And it's not there. It's all been removed. The UI component's been removed from the installation. This is a server core installation. All right, so remember I was telling you that when we do uninstall, the associated files are actually there. So at this time, if we want to get it back, we can still move from server core into either a full installation or just minimal server interface. Right? And what we will do is we do install Windows feature. Right? And what we want to install is, if we install server-ui-management.infrastructure, if we do this, this will give us the minimal server interface. In other words, this will add the server manager and MMC into the server core. That's called minimal server interface if I run this command. If I want to go back to the full installation with, you know, in other words, with all the UI components in it, what I can do is add this one, server GUI shell. Now you may be confused, because I was when I first looked at this. I said, wait, okay, so when I have a full installation, I got everything, and when I remove this guy, when I remove server GUI shell, I get minimal server interface, which is provided by this guy. So when I want to add them back, if I want minimal server interface, I add this. If I want a full installation, I add this. It seems to me, I feel like I need to add this one first before I can add this one. It actually turns out, all you have to do, if you want to go back to the full UI, you just need to add server GUI-shell, because apparently there is a dependency. In order to have this guy running, it's going to require GUI management infrastructure. So by default, to install the GUI shell, it will install GUI management infrastructure for you. So that's what we're going to do now. So we're going to hit enter. So this is going to take a few minutes to install the graphic component for us. While we are waiting, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you again that dependency, such that it'll be easy to understand and easy to remember. So when you need to manipulate this installation, you don't need to kind of think twice about it. So let me show you what I mean by that. All right. So here's the what I see the dependency of the graphical components. Primarily, it's really the server GUI management infrastructure and server GUI shell, right? As I indicated, when you finish the default installation with the full UI, you get both components. So with both components, you are in the server with GUI type of installation. Right? And so when we remove server GUI shell, this guy, once it's gone, this is remaining component, and this is the one that provides you the minimal server interface. So when you uninstall the server GUI shell, that brings you to the minimal server interface. All right? If you remove minimal server interface. If you remove this component, anytime you remove this component, because this is a dependent one, this will also get rid of this guy. So in other words, when you remove server GUI management infrastructure component, you actually take out all the GUI component, which brings you to a server core installation. So when you uninstall this guy, you basically remove the server with GUI. In other words, that brings you to the server core installation environment. When you want to move from server core installation, you want to bring in the UI. If you just install this guy, this is the minimal server interface, right? But if you install this one, because the dependency of that, it will automatically install the management infrastructure component for you, which brings you to a complete GUI environment. Did I just confuse you? make it clear. But basically, if you understand the dependency, that's how I look at it. That's how I see it. If you understand the dependency, so when you do the get Windows feature, you see that listing, you can immediately kind of know which one to remove without kind of thinking twice about it. Otherwise, it can be a little bit confusing and sometimes scary, because that's what's happened to me. When I first learned how to do this, I have always had kind of think, okay, wait, did I remove this one or did I remove that one? Do I get the minimal server interface or do I get the full interface? It was kind of, it can be confusing. So hopefully this help you to better understand their relationship, and this will give you kind of the ability that you know which one to remove and make you more productive. All right, we are just about finishing the rebooting. After we added back the graphic components, what we are expecting now is we should get the complete UI environment, because we added the graphic shell, which has a dependency on the management component, so it should bring back the entire graphic components for us. So when we finish rebooting, once we log in, we should see the regular thing that we're expecting, for instance, like the server manager with a full UI. We should have the desktop and everything. And so let's see what happened. We're just about getting there. All right, almost there. Now, once we log it in, the server manager comes up, and you can use the server manager just as you did before. And then if you want to move back to server core or to the minimal graphic interface, again, you do the PowerShell command, and you can manipulate the installation to whatever the state that you want. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to log in again. And again, we get back the graphic representation of the account and the picture. All right, so we're logging into the server that we bring back from the server core. And first, you see that's the desktop. Wow. I don't know about you. I feel pretty excited about this. Let's see if we get server manager. Wow. I mean, wow. Isn't this exciting or what? So you now have the capability to move from a server core installation into a minimal server interface or into a full installation, and then move back if you want to. So based upon your need, right, you can manipulate the Windows Server 2012 installation with or without the graphic interface, right? You can move it to whatever the install footprint that you need to fit your need, to make you productive, right? Hopefully, this will get you excited, and this is a key feature that delivered by Windows Server 2012 that gives you the capability to take away or add it back the UI component. This gives you the full capability to focus on your core business. Well, that's your Windows Server 2012 installation options, and I hope you find it valuable, and hopefully that gets you focused on your core business.